For those of you fatigued and disheartened about the events happening in our world, you will agree that we are distressed and we are stressed and in some cases feeling overwhelmed and helpless to do anything about events outside our individual scope of control. Many psychiatrists have said that generally people are demonstrating more symptoms of stress and anxiety these days. Somehow it just doesn't seem as easy to watch a basketball game or watch a movie with the same degree of abandon and peace we once did. Without warning, we will be vaporized in a thermonuclear blast. And so it's easy in this environment to simply throw up our arms about events which seem too parochial, too unworthy of attention, in light of what could reasonably be construed to be larger, more consequential issues. And so despite the larger issues we face, we cannot lose focus on what's important as we devise new paths forward to remove us from the constraining tentacles of separatism, partisanship, and ultimately poverty. One of the defining characteristics of garrisons in Jamaica is the evil of poverty. We can have a healthy debate on whether poverty preceded garrisons or the reverse is true. I'd welcome that debate. I'm of the view, however, that like every other community, with the exception of the wealthier communities in Upper St. Andrew, poverty was a constant. And so despite the many political failings of the past, many open communities across the country have benefited from investment opportunities, while new dynamic ones have sprung up in places none existed before. It is my humble suggestion that on that basis, it is imperative that we move expeditiously to dismantle the existing garrisons in our country, as that is the only way that the peace, education, and prosperity residents of these communities crave are going to be realized. In recent times, two of the most enduring garrison communities have been seen new political leadership in the persons of Mark Golding in the community of St. Andrew Southwest. Which includes the infamous garrison of Arnett Gardens, Concrete Jungle, once held by Omar Davis, and the other, Angela Brown Burke, in the St. Andrew Southwest, the garrison community once held by a longtime parliamentarian and PMP, and Prime Minister Portia Simpson Miller. It is important that while we recognize the stubborn characteristics which identify these communities for what they are, that we do not lose sight of the blight which is created on the sole basis of what these communities are. It is also very important that we understand that crime, one of the most toxic blight which emanate from these garrison communities, will not go away because we wish it away. Most importantly, we must be adamant to those who would lead these communities, a la Mr. Mark Golden or Angela Brown Burke and others in both political parties, that they do not for a moment see these communities as their own kingdoms, as has been the practice in the past. Residents of these communities, like the Southwest St. Andrew constituency, once held by Portia Simpson Miller, must be educated also that their lives will not change, regardless of the office their representative hold, unless the underpinnings of those communities are dismantled. Poverty, misery, crime, disease, lack of education, lack of opportunity, lack of investment, lack of adequate infrastructure are only a few of the blight which are endemic in these communities. And it is on that basis that we should never allow the likes of Mrs. Brown Burke and Mr. Golding to get comfortable in the assumption that these incubators of crime are their own personal fiefdoms. Over the last couple of weeks, there have been voices within the PMP in the persons of Katie Knight and Angela Brown Burke threatening street protests to get what they want. Street protests have a place in our democratic culture. It is a way for citizens to register their dissent with politics they do not support. Our policies, that they do not support. Street protests should never, however, be used as a tool by political opposition to cause disruption in the society when dialogue and conversation would suffice. It is on this basis that I found Senator Knight's threat to rouse up Jamaicans against government policy very offensive. It is on that basis that I find Angela Brown Burke's recent statements regressive, monarchistic, and troubling. Brown Burke said she would protest in the street if a state of public emergency is declared in her violence torn constituency, adding that she needs to push back, that entails social intervention, not only boots on the ground. The constituency of St. Andrew Southwest is a small part of Jamaica, but a part of Jamaica. It is not up to constituents or representatives to dictate what national policy may or may not be applied in that or any constituency by the government. That applies regardless of the party which holds the keys to the offices at Jamaica House. Said Brownberg, I am not one of the technical experts, but if a state of emergency comes for Southwest St. Andrew, I am going on the road, and I'm going on the road to protest because we want investment, we want intervention too. She trumpeted during her contribution to a debate on resolutions successfully moved for a 60-day extension of the ZOSO in the then Antonio of Kingston and Mount Salem, St. James. Brownberg further said, I want to see a historic crime plan. I want to know that the individuals who live in Southwest St. Andrew can boast of the freedoms of which others speak, can boast of the development of which others speak. Now, the People's National Party, of which Brownberg is a member and member of parliament, was in power for 14 and a half continuous years. The constituency of St. Andrew Southwestern has been represented by former Prime Minister Portia Simpson-Miller. That constituency has been a safe seat for the PMP since 1976. It has not been represented by the GLP except for the brief period of 1983 when the PMP decided not to contest the election and the seat was occupied by the GLP's Christopher Rose. The constituency went back to the PMP in 1989 and since then hasn't been worth contesting by the GLP. That constitutes a 29 unbroken years of PMP rule in the constituency. With those facts in mind, I am confused at the temerity of the new Member of Parliament, Mrs. Brownberg, in demanding immediate solutions for her fiefdom, considering that the present administration has been in office for only 2 years. Both political parties maintain garrisons. The PMP maintains more. Nevertheless, I recall Andrew Onis, the present Prime Minister, inviting Portia Simpson-Miller to walk through the garrisons as a sign of goodwill and togetherness in his first go-around as Prime Minister. She refused, maintaining that she did not see any walls in her constituency. The takeaway from her assertion was conspicuously confined to the traditional and most narrow interpretation of the word garrison. In making her demands for the benefit of ZOSO, Brownberg asserted that by the time the ZOSO is applied, there may not be anyone left in her constituency. A member of the government side reminded Brownberg that the constituency has been in the PMP hand for a long time, to which she responded, I have not been there as member of parliament for 40 years. I have been there for 6 months and I don't care who was there before me. Interesting. The lack of realism in Brownberg's statement is palpable. Even as we understand that we could understand the frustration at the 55 murders, which has been reported in the constituency since the beginning of the year. Nevertheless, the situation in our constituency are not new. They were not created in the last 2 years. Brownberg should confine herself to seeking dialogue in a respectful way with the administration to see what may be achieved for the people of St. Andrew Southwest. Making outrageous demands under the threat of social unrest harkens to a time which ought to be behind us. The continuation of virago representation should be discarded in the dustbin of history. Mrs. Brownberg must be made to understand that the type of representation offered by Portia Simpson-Miller did nothing to improve the lives of the people of St. Andrew Southwestern. Continuing in this way, in the ways of Simpson-Miller, will only extend the misery and deprivation for decades more to come. We'll talk some more.